Namaste. Welcome to Tranquillum House. In 10 days, you will leave here. You will not be the person that you are now.
That's Nicole Kidman playing a guru at a secluded health retreat in Hulu's new drama, Nine Perfect Strangers. It's the latest offering from Kidman and TV writer-producer David E. Kelley, who previously teamed up for the HBO miniseries Big Little Lies. And for more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so walk us through this show. Full disclosure, I'm on episode 2. It's got a star-studded cast: Melissa McCarthy, Regina Hall, Michael Shannon, and of course Nicole Kidman playing characters away at an expensive health retreat. What do you make of the premise?
So basically, these people are at this Tony expensive retreat where only 9 people sort of go through a regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people who do this are wealthy, but there is a family that was given a stipend to attend. And so these characters are all kind of bouncing off each other as they go through what Nicole Kidman's character has kind of set up for them. And the whole time you get this sense that, A, the process is not nearly as thought out as she wants them to think it is. And there's also someone else who we don't know is slipping menacing notes to her and seems to be aimed at perhaps hurting her. If it sounds confusing, it's because it is.
That's because it is, huh?
That's because it is. And a lot of these characters are hard to like. We do have this really interesting clip, though, where one of the participants has a discussion with Nicole Kidman's character. Let's listen to it.
I almost didn't come. And then when I did get here, I really thought about leaving.
Nearly everyone here almost didn't come. They sense it's gonna take courage, and it'll be sometimes unpleasant. And I'll tell you something else. The people who come here, most of them, they have fairly good lives, comfortable even. They come for the suffering.
I don't want to suffer.
You're already suffering.
So one of the things that's tough for me with this series is that I don't mind spending time with unlikable characters, and I don't mind spending time in uncomfortable situations if there's a sense that I'm going to learn something from the experience. And I just felt when I was watching this show that it wasn't telling me anything that I didn't already know about characters like this. One of the things that has kind of bugged me about shows like this is that they purport to tell us something about privilege or tell us something about modern people struggling with the demands of modern society. But if I'm only meeting characters that are predictable and that I feel like I know where they're coming from, then, you know, kind of what's the point?
Well, there's another show in this vein, to your point. There's also White Lotus on HBO Max. It's about the dysfunction of wealthy people at a Hawaiian resort. Let's listen to how a hotel worker puts it in the show.
You have to treat these people like sensitive children. They always say it's about the money, but it's not. It's not even about the room. They just need to feel seen. So you want to be the only child, the special, chosen baby child of the hotel, and we are their mean mummies denying them their pineapple room.
Ooh, up against 9 Perfect Strangers, I'm really curious about your thoughts about White Lotus. Is there merit to offer a way to interrogate these absurd lives of, sometimes absurd lives of the wealthy?
Well, see, and here's where I'm going to get in trouble, because a lot of people liked The White Lotus and it got a lot of great reviews. It just concluded on Sunday. I did not like it. And what I felt about The White Lotus, you know, there's all these wealthy people who are at this Hawaiian resort, and then there's the people who take care of them. They're the people who work at the resort. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple of people who aren't wealthy who are kind of like guests of wealthy people in different ways. And we get to know the non-wealthy people well, and they are authentic characters. But unfortunately, the show doesn't really seem to be about them. We spend way more time with the wealthy people who are predictable and kind of tropes and don't really change that much over the course of the show. So I know there are a lot of people who like The White Lotus who will disagree with what I have said about it. But, you know, I got to the end of that show and I just kind of felt like I wondered why I had been asked to spend this much time watching these people, wow, if it was going to end that way.
We can agree to disagree on White Lotus and Nine Perfect Strangers, because I am a fan. But what else have you watched that you would recommend folks check out right now?
Well, there's an interesting series on Netflix called The Chair that's starring Sandra Oh as the head of a literature department at kind of a fading college. And she's the first woman of color to hold that job. But of course, because it's a typical college, she has to administrate over all these older, mostly white, mostly male academics. That's one that I would suggest people check out, especially if they have any interest in college level education, or they've been to college or they're taught at college. You will see a lot that you can identify with.
As always, thank you so much, Eric. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans.
All right. Thank you.